From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. There are peaceful protests today in Cancun, Mexico, where the World Trade Organization is holding negotiations on liberalizing global trade. A small, violent clash marked the event's opening yesterday. The brief demonstration left one man dead and brought together an array of people opposing the WTO, from farmers to anarchists to animal rights activists. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Cancun.
By all accounts, it was supposed to be a peaceful march, and it started out that way. About 5,000 people from around the world first gathered in a park, singing and putting last-minute touches on their banners. Some 50 farmers from Korea hoisted a symbolic paper coffin into the air. 56-year-old rice grower Kyung Se Lee, speaking to Pacifica Radio, said they plan to confront WTO leaders with it.
I'm Pama. WTO kills farmers.
The WTO is trying to eliminate world tariffs and subsidies on agricultural products. Developing nations say that would destroy their growers. The marchers set out in a long column, but soon they reached an 8-foot-high chain-link barricade along the road, some 5 miles from the WTO meetings. In an instant, the crowd turned violent. Dozens of young people, dressed in black and wearing masks, began smashing at the barricade with poles and staves. Behind the barrier, hundreds of Mexican riot police stood at the ready. The sky filled with flying stones. A young philosophy student from Mexico City named Marlene grabbed a rock twice the size of her hand and hurled it at the police. The logic of this is to create an ambience of expression, she said. To throw a rock, well, since the police have shields and we're so far away, we're hardly going to smash their heads in. In fact, Arlen's rock did not smash a cop. It fell short, striking instead another protester. 15 minutes into the melee, the self-described black bloc anarchists, sweating and bloodied, had torn open a 30-foot hole in the fence. A man with a microphone urged them forward, screaming, "Onward, onward, we're just moments away from tearing down this domination." The chaos sidelined other protesters and their causes. Ben White, an American, stood some yards away from the brawl, wearing a large rubber dolphin on his head. White is trying to free dozens of dolphins from a Cancun water park.
This is a true revolution. It's the growth of the new civil society, and there's those that want the wildlife protected, and there's those that want to kick ass.
Lee, the Korean farmer and veteran WTO protester, climbed to the top of the fence and straddled it. His colleagues torched their paper coffin at his feet. Then, as the flame subsided, Lee pulled out a knife and stabbed himself in the heart. He fell from the fence and died moments later. Lee's suicide seemed to somber the crowd. The man with the microphone changed his tune, urging the crowd to back off. "We can't get past the police. There are too many," he yelled. "We've delivered our message. Our path is now of peaceful resistance." Lee's body was whisked away, and the crowd dispersed. The WTO meetings continued uninterrupted. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Cancun, Mexico.